I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of inebriation, Anthony Weaver. No, he was not inebriated the other day, but he was introduced as the Miami Dolphins' new defensive coordinator. And he said some things that my cousin Vladimir Louisson raised eyebrows about, saying that some of his statements were maybe subtle shots at Vic Fangio as Vic Fangio walks out the door. So I said, why not? Let's go ahead and listen to some of these statements, and Vlad and I are going to decide whether it was shots, or if it was just, you know, Anthony Weaver talking. Let's get things started with him saying, hey, I was a player. That's going to help me out as a coach.
I think that's been a huge asset to me just in general throughout my coaching career. Not necessarily for the ups of what I did while I played, but more just the hardships and adversity that I faced, because I can help coach guys through that so that they can persevere and ultimately, hopefully, be better than I was at those same situations. So that is probably the biggest asset for me in terms of like my playing career, just having the ability to coach guys through those adverse situations.
I'm going to say that's not a shot at Vic Fangio.
Nah, that's not a shot. That's not a shot at Fangs.
He could have been like, unlike some coaches, I was a player, but
it don't matter. Him being a player with Fangs' experience. Fangs has almost over 40 years of experience. You can't do that.
So no. We'll say, no, that wasn't a shot. That was just
shot.
Him
no shot
simply
taken.
Saying that.
No
Let's see
taken.
If there was a shot this time. He talked about the new scheme that he's going to run being a lot like it was in Baltimore.
I think the scheme that we use in Baltimore is actually extremely multiple and flexible. Mm-hmm. And the foundation of what we're going to do here will be from that. But the beauty in that is a lot of the things that they've already done here that they've had success in, we are very similar there. So there should be a lot of crossover teaching. But I think in this league, it's hard to just pigeonhole yourself as one particular thing, because you're going to face different situations throughout the entire year, whether it's weather, injuries, there's a multitude of factors. And your scheme better be flexible enough to, one, adapt to the players and adapt to whatever situation you may be in. So
we got shots. Wow, he couldn't help but take a couple of jabs right in there. That was definite shots.
Everybody!
That was shots, man. You got to be flexible. And then he threw the weather thing in there at the end and stuff like that. That was shots.
Yeah, it was absolute shots at the old man.
Well played, though, because at first he didn't come out the gate with the shot. He kind of slowed.
Nah, he said it, and then he worked his way to let people know, like, look, I'm not like the other guy here. I'm, you know, basically
very similar,
I'm flexible.
Very similar, but whenever you hear that, very similar, but there'll be some cross-teaching, but you got to be flexible, whether it be
is
the
that
weather.
Is that a one-point game we got here? I'm sorry to cut you off. Is that a one-point game we got here?
Florida Atlantic has come all the way back from down by 23 to cut it to a one-point game with 23 seconds left. My goodness.
Let's go, Owls!
So they're in a timeout. Let's hear another one real quick. Anthony Weaver talked about he's got mad respect for Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, so I've known Mike since 2006. I mean, he was a QC in Houston when I played there. And who you guys see on a week-to-week basis is who he has always been. I had a tremendous amount of respect when I played under him directly, but I just saw his work ethic as a veteran player at that particular point. And then when I had the opportunity to coach with him in Cleveland, I was like, oh, he's special. It took the rest of the world a little bit longer to see that than I did. Some other head coaches along the way, I tried to get him to hire Mike, wouldn't listen. And hey, to their detriment, right? But from a coaching standpoint, philosophically, we believe in the same things. We believe it. I'm going to go back. So do you guys remember Clarence Brooks? All right, Clarence Brooks, he coached here at defensive line back early 2000s, something like that. He's since passed, all right? Rest in peace. But Clarence used to say, this game has been and always will be about the players. And I believe that wholeheartedly. And as an ex-player, I know how finite this career is. And because of that, I take my responsibility in a leadership position as a defensive coordinator extremely, extremely important. And I don't want to waste anybody's very finite time in this league. So because of that, man, like, we want to be great in all that we do.
Got close, but I don't think that was a shot. Towards the end, he kind of said he didn't want to waste players' time.
Yeah, at the end he did. But so I didn't understand if that, maybe that was a shot because of the fact that there were certain young players who were in the doghouse. And
Cam Smith.
Yeah. So I don't know if that was something with that there, but
I'm going to say no shot.
Not necessarily a shot, but, you know, just a reference.
Okay. So Anthony Weaver continued on talking about he's the type of defensive coordinator, doesn't sit up in the booth in that ivory tower. He's down there on the field.
I'm a downstairs guy, man. Wow. I need to feel, right, what's going on in the game, feel how the players are reacting to a situation, and hopefully be a positive influence in whatever reaction that is. So I don't think you can have that same effect from up in the booth.
That's a shot. That is a shot right there, Vlad.
There's many shots there. He wants to feel the game. I don't know. Hey, yo. But definitely was taking a shot at Fangs. But Fangs is old. He's not going to keep his old ass in the downstairs.
He says, you got to have a feel for it. You got to do this. That was a direct shot. I'm down there. I'm with the players. I'm in the trenches while I'm not up in the ivory tower like the last guy was sitting there just looking down on everyone.
Yeah, but he's also young.
Nah. I know.
Yeah. Still, I mean, it was a shot.
That's a shot. Anthony Weaver went on to say analytics, a key to his game.
At this point in time, like, I think you're a fool not to listen to some of the analytical data. And there's so much positive uses of it. Some of it needs to be filtered, absolutely. But if you're not at this point in time, like, you're behind. And we certainly want to make sure we're staying ahead of the trends.
I'm going to say that's like a kamikaze shot, not like a hard shot.
Is it a shot at Fangs? Because I would think McDaniel uses the analytics, so therefore.
Everyone knows the old don't like numbers. They like the feel. They like the feel of the game. Pause.
Well, wait a minute. But the young wants to feel the game, pause, because Anthony Weaver wants to be downstairs to feel the game.
Yeah, but he still likes the analytics. Analytics is a youth term. He's saying he takes advantage of all the numbers and everything like that.
The old like to use their eyes.
Yeah. So, like I said, it was a kamikaze shot. It wasn't a shot of Everclear or a shot of whiskey or anything like that. It's one of those, you know, like weak shots that you can sip on. But, you know, a little bit of a shot. Last but not least, Anthony Weaver talked about players' attitude.
The players are the same, right? You hear guys saying, like, this decade players or whatever, they're soft, all this stuff with social media. The players are the same. They want to be coached hard, and they want to be loved up, right? And that's what I believe in. I believe coach them hard and love them up, man. And usually when you do that, they tend to respond for you.
That's a shot. I'm sorry. That is a shot right there at Vic Fangio and his old school. The old school like to say this. That's a shot. That's a shot, Vlad.
Yeah, that's a shot from the comments you heard about Philadelphia. Coming out of Philadelphia with Ron Jaworski saying that, you know, the players in Miami were soft and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can make yourself more light in that press conference, and he did a good job of doing that. Like, the players know who they got. They got a defensive coordinator who's going to be stand by their side, listen to them, take their data and, you know, input it in the game plan. There were shots. There was a lot of shots that was taken at the previous head defensive regime coordinator. So, but I also want to say this. This is Mike McDaniel's third defensive coordinator in 3 years.
This has got to be his guy. It seems like they're kind of on the same page. There's a lot of respect. They've kind of worked together. They've played, you know, and everything like that. This is the thing. Anthony Weaver, Vic Fangio, very different guys, very different styles. I think he did a good job of not only saying what he needed to say about himself, but also kind of playing the old PR, kind of being the hype man, kind of saying, you know, this guy, forget about him. We're going to do it this way, and it's going to work. Thought it was a great job by Anthony Weaver. Sometimes, got to take a couple shots.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.